Hey there, this is DJ ELC. And you know, I've always wondered, who have you been told that you look like? For me, people say I look like my dad. But I always insist that I look like my mother. Because my mom is so beautiful. So what about you? Do you look like your father or mother? Did you inherit your curly hair from your mommy or your daddy? And for you guys, did you sadly inherit that glaring balding spot from your father? I know I did. So sad, isn't it? What about your mannerisms? Do you laugh like your mother? Are your jokes as lame as your father's? Well, my kids distance themselves away from me when told they look like me or have my mannerisms. Well, obviously, they prefer to look like my wife. And yes, they say my jokes are so lame. Well, I say they are really good jokes, funny jokes. Anyway, do people say you look like your heavenly father? Are your mannerisms just like his? Or do you shy away from acting like Jesus when a group of non-believers mix with you? Are you afraid to make a stand when you know it will grieve your father's heart? Scripture sheds light on this in Ephesians chapter 4, verses 22 to 24. It says this: you are taught to leave your old self. This means that you must stop living the evil way you lived before. That old self gets worse and worse because people are fooled by the evil that they want to do. You must be made new in your hearts and in your thinking. Be that new person who was made to be like God, truly good and pleasing to Him. You know, it's like when we return from work after a long day, we come home and shed our old, dirty and sweaty clothes. We bathe and change into new ones. No one washes up only to put on their old clothes again. That's what we are supposed to do. I'm DJ ELC, welcoming you again to Champion FM's Blast from the Past program. And today we have some really good music and artists who at one point or another defined the Christian music industry. And we begin with longtime singer Wayne Watson and this track from 1995 entitled Fields of Souls.
We work the field of souls, together you and I. Some fields are blooming now, and other fields are dry. We are not the same, but differences inside. Together you and I. One is off to foreign soil to work a distant land, and another anchors close to home to hold a neighbor's hand. Best. Oh, that life devoted to our God, that
1944, with just a preacher and a witness and a humble band of gold, they set out to find the future, not a penny to their name. Still with all the unknown danger, she knew her heart was safe, 'cause he was a rock. He was the one that she ran to, and when he said the word forever, she knew that it was true. He wasn't a saint, but he was saint enough for her. He was a man, a man of his word. The final days of summer, 1964, found a family undivided, divided on the war, turning son against his elder, debating wrong and right. He was the image of his father, though they would not see eye to eye. Still he was a rock. He was when he said the words, "I love you," he knew that it was true. And even in the worst of storms, there was an anchor in his world. He was a man of his word. Clutching a strong belief in the Bible, through all the sweetness in his life and the bitterness of a war, he knew what God had made him for. In the final days of summer, 1994, surrounded by his family and the presence of the Lord, he set out to find his future, the one he'd always known. He didn't want to leave his family, but he knew deep in his soul,
the Lord had called him on.
'Cause he was the rock. He was the one the man ran to, and when he said,
with a painful glance, he'll silently rise their Savior's servant must show them how, through the will of the water and the tenderness of the dove. And the call is to community, the impoverished power that sets the soul free in humility to take the vow. The day after day we must take up the basin and the towel. Must show us how, through the will of the water and the tenderness of the dove. And the space between ourselves sometimes is more than the distance between the stars. By the fragile bridge of the servant's bow, we take up the and the town. And the call is to community, the impoverished power that sets the soul free, the humility to take the vow. The day after day we must take up the basin. And the call is to community, the impoverished power that sets the soul free in humility to take the vow. The day after day we must take up the basin. And day after day we must take up the basin. And day after day we must take up the basin and the towel. Take up the basin and the towel. Basin and towel.
It's all about him.
And you heard from author, radio host and singer-songwriter Michael Card and his track, The Basin and the Towel. And before that was Grammy Award winner Bob Carlyle with his single, Man of His Word. More music to come after this announcement. The month of May is coming soon, and we have something new just for you. As your church services continue, whether through face-to-face meetings or on Zoom, we ask all listeners to share with us what is one takeaway that they have learned from God through the sermons and service. And I'm counting on many, many entries because God always speaks. So connect with us from the 1st of May onwards, and Champion FM will love to read them out. Our video of the day is entitled The Cost of Being a Christian by comedian Brad Stein, and is surely a must watch. Here is a short snippet just for you.
No whining! You're not allowed to whine as a Christian.
Not allowed. And if you whine long enough, you'll end up in the desert. You'll end up in the desert whining that you're not back in the place you were whining about in the first time. Because you haven't changed. Because you talk about your Christianity and it hasn't changed your character. I'm tired of it. You have got to do some self-analysis. How do you know what you believe? Well, I go to church, I'm a Christian. I accepted Jesus, I'm a Christian. How do you know what you believe? I'll tell you how. Does it affect your behavior? Because if you are truly regenerated,
go to our website and to our comedy page to view the full clip after this broadcast. We're back on our Blast from the Past program, and here is Greg Long with What a Friend.
I want you to know But I will say When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. I'll watch over you. When you walk through the valley, I will comfort you. For I am the Lord your God, who lights the way. There's no need to be afraid. Don't let the past keep holding you back. Don't lose the dream in which you believe. For I want to do deep within you something.
When you're dry as a desert, you can drink from me, water rich and free. When you need some forgiveness, I will show you mercy and light a fire that will burn a brand new road.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And you heard from Chris Eaton with a song taken from its wonderful world release back in 1995 entitled Something New. We also heard from Margaret Becker and her Look Me in the Eye single from 1991. Well, we've come to the end of today's Blast from the Past broadcast, but stay tuned for more great music to come here on Champion FM Radio with our dinner and supper programs after this. But before I go, I'll leave you with a song, Remember Me by Andy Danton, taken off his Midnight of Hope album. This is DJ ELC signing off and saying God bless you and be a blessing to everyone around you.
Remember me. Remember. for all humanity. You claim to be the Son of God, but some do not believe. I know you hear the hurting, you made the blind to see. Now you suffer greatly, Lord, so all can be made free. My crimes demand, but the one that stands right next to me condemns a guiltless man. I know that you must die to save the world from sin. You are the Lamb of God who gives life to all men. Your kingdom comes from those who found.
Champion FM, it's all about him.
And they're